Welcome to the Kamiya Healing Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about nourishing yourself with food and why it sometimes feels really difficult and how to overcome this. And the reason why this is an important topic is because it affects so many of us in our lives and we don't even actually realize that it's affecting us. And it shows up in different ways, different times of our lives, to different degrees of severity, from all the way from eating disorders, body dysmorphia, to food allergies and, body weight issues and body perception issues that maybe are more subtle, and also to some degree, just sometimes just not even knowing what to eat, not even knowing what like tastes good, not knowing what feels right, like not really knowing the rhythm of your body or the rhythm of the kind of foods that work for you and why they work for you. And look, there's lots of people who can give you advice on nutrition, who are qualified in this area and who can guide you on the specifics of like eating for your specific goals, like how to nourish yourself for your specific goals, your specific, metabolic goals, etc. Now, and that could depend on like what your lifestyle's like the kind of how active you are, etc. Like maybe your goal is like to improve your fertility, or maybe your goal is like weight loss, maybe your goal is like put on muscle mass, like whatever it is, right? I'm talking about this from a trauma perspective and from a nervous system perspective. Like what I'm going to explain is why this is a really important topic, what this can relate to, like why you're finding it challenging, what traumas specifically I've seen in people that this relates to, and give you some guidance on what you can do from a nervous system perspective to really overcome this. So first of all, I'm going to say the reason why this is important is because I get a lot of women who, when they come to speak to me and they have their initial consultation and we're diving really deep into like what the core symptoms that they're experiencing are and that they have experienced in their life, and they may not know what the root causes are. A lot of the time they don't know what the root causes are, how things are connected, but they always are connected to our early childhood experiences, our pre-verbal experiences in utero, life, and even ancestral experiences. Actually, it's really important because, first of all, it's very common. And I get a lot of women that come in and they talk about, they say this, which is, I don't know what or how to nourish myself. I don't know what to nourish myself with. I don't know how to nourish myself. And I feel like I'm neglecting in a way that aspect of myself, but I don't know what to do about it, right? Sometimes people will say, and you may resonate with these statements, like, I feel like no matter what I eat, it just doesn't really make me feel nourished. Or I find that I'm eating emotionally, and I know I'm eating emotionally, like my motivation for eating is emotional eating. It's not because I'm actually hungry, but I don't really know what to do about it. So there's a whole range of like experiences that people have had. Now, when I ask more questions, usually the way it has transpired in adult life is reflecting something similar in the teenage years, right? So this experience of nourishment and body perception often links back to the teenage years, where the hormones are really in flux and the body's changing quite quickly, and a lot of the body dysmorphia and eating disorders have actually really come through in the teenage years, especially for women. So what I notice is a trend there, and that's why it's really important, because it's very common to experience this challenge when there is unresolved trauma. So that's next. I'm going to talk about what the common traumas are. Now, when it comes to not knowing how to nourish yourself physically with food, right? the most common trauma that I find that is underlying this pattern that kind of follows you throughout your life is actually the process of being breastfed. And usually it's the process of not having received nourishing breast milk from your mother. It can also be related to the in utero experience of not being nourished. And this could be for a range of reasons, right? There's a number of reasons why you were maybe not nourished physically in utero. It could be because your mom didn't know what she should be eating herself. Maybe she was very stressed during pregnancy. Maybe your family went through a lot of poverty and there wasn't enough food. So your mother simply wasn't eating enough while she was pregnant with you. All of these things would affect your brain and the way that you come to perceive nourishment and food. It could be also that there was a lot of, your mother was eating fine during pregnancy, but there was a lot of stress and unresolved trauma. And that has had a combined effect within you as a developing fetus, such that I have worked with clients who felt very guilty every time they were nourished, right? There's this feeling of guilt that's accompanying nourishment, which is very confusing. Now, it gets very confusing and hard to decipher and abstract when the traumatic root causes are in a very early stage of embryological development, or when the nervous system is in such a vulnerable and early developmental stage that there really are no words. So it's just feelings, sensations. Becomes quite a murky world, but it is possible to trace it back to the root causes. And that's why I'm saying it's really common for it to be related to the in utero experience. And also then, as a newborn, the way that you were nourished, the way that you were breastfed. For example, I had a client who was breastfed, but her mother was in an abusive relationship. So every time she was breastfeeding her child, she was actually in a state of fight and flight. And her nervous system was very highly activated, and she was feeling the danger that she was in, and yet she was trying to nourish her child. So the child is feeding often and regularly. But at the same time, it's not just taking in physical nourishment. It's not just taking in breast milk. It's taking in the emotions of the mother. The little baby is absorbing the emotions in the fluidic body of the mother, right? And the emotions are imprinted in the fluidic body. So you can imagine, like, a traumatized mother breastfeeding her child is literally imprinting upon the child unresolved trauma. So the child's nervous system starts to pick up on this, that every time I take in nourishment, there's a degree of danger here. There's a degree, something's not quite safe, something's not quite right. I don't feel settled. And in adult life, this can transpire as so many different digestive conditions and disorders. I don't love the word disorders, but I'll say digestive imbalances or challenges, and such as IBS, which is very common. And the thing is, trying to treat the digestive system, which is a symptom of the neurological system and the gut-brain axis, is going to be futile, because unless the original traumas are integrated into the nervous system in a safer way, they will keep reverberating through the nervous system, and the patterns that are created and the feelings deep within that are created will continue to be playing through, right, until there's resolution. So the body is looking for resolution, and it can also manifest in eating disorders. So I work with women who often tell me that when they were teenagers, they had eating disorders, and or they had body dysmorphia. And it was never quite fully resolved as a teenager. A lot of things are not fully resolved in the teenage years, because, you know, it's not often that you see like a 14-year-old in doing somatic integration, right? This is not really something that, first of all, it wasn't really available 30, 40 years ago. So it wouldn't be something that you know, if you're listening to this and you're in that age, you know, the older age bracket, perhaps, like maybe you're in your 60s or 70s, like it's probably not something that you even knew was available, right? Even now, it's very uncommon to find very young people doing somatic integration. So in fact, that's the best time to do it, is when the nervous system is still developing and the brain is still developing, because you're kind of creating more of a blank slate, more harmony, and avoiding those nervous system patterns from developing into fully fledged, like, physical responses in the body, right? So by the time these traumas have manifested physically in your adult body, you're experiencing the repercussions of that. And the symptoms of that, apart from body dysmorphia, eating disorders, and this key thing that I'm talking about, which is this feeling of not being able to nourish yourself and not feeling like nourishment works, like food is just not working for you, like you don't really know what to take in. When you do eat, you feel like ill or bloated or disgusted, or and then maybe you don't eat, or maybe you overeat, you eat emotionally. Like, these are all connected to the ways that your nervous system has had to adapt. And they are very, very common. Now, what can you actually do about it, right? I'd say the first thing to do about it is to recognize that this is happening, right? There's no point in being hard on yourself and staying in a loop of confusion or apathy or frustration, right? Or self-hatred or self-blame, because you feel like you're not getting this right and everyone else has got this right and everyone else seems to eat normally except for you. Like, this is, staying in that place is very difficult to heal when you're keeping yourself in that place. And it's very normal to have those thoughts and feelings, right? So the first step is recognize that this is happening, because you can only do something about it when you have understood at the very basic level, okay, this is what's happening inside me. This is what I'm doing. And I may not be able to stop it right now. I may not know what the solution is, but this is happening. So that's step one. Once you've gone to step one, you're already a big part of the way there. The second step is you need to take the focus away from the food, actually. And you need to put the focus on your body connection, your connection with your body. Because you could have a fridge stocked with the most healthy food, right? You could be doing your meal preps, blah, blah, blah. You could have everything organized. Great, lovely organic food. Maybe you grow it yourself. You buy it from the farmer's market, whatever. But for some reason, it doesn't seem to nourish you. And you're really confused. Why does it not nourish you? So the object of the frustration has become the food. The food does not nourish me, right? That's not actually a starting point for you to overcome this, right? That's actually like a red herring. Food is the red herring, right? I'm not saying you can eat a whole bunch of crap and you can feel amazing, but I'm saying putting the complete focus on the food, which is what a lot of people do. They spend so much time refining their diet, right? But they have not paid any attention to the deeper nervous system patterns and childhood trauma that is driving their behavior, that's driving their digestive system and the activity in their gut and in their brain. Now, in order to overcome this, putting the focus on your body is the second step. So what you do to do that is actually quite simple. You say to yourself, this is about me and my connection with my body. This is not about the food, right? Once you've started to say that a few times to yourself, right, over the course of maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, what you're doing there is you're bringing the focus to your body. Now, you cannot nourish something that you don't have a connection with, because you won't know how. You won't know if you're doing it right. Why? Because you don't have a connection. You're not getting feedback, right? There's no feedback loop happening. So when you're dissociated because you have unresolved trauma in your nervous system and you have a severe degree of dissociation whereby you're really not connected to your body sensations, rhythm, your cycle, your emotions. It's like you're trying to feed a ghost. You're not in the vessel that you're trying to nourish. So how do you know whether nourishment has taken place or not? You're not feeling it either way, right? So there's this kind of like empty hollowness. So to really overcome this and to really learn how to nourish yourself, you first have to learn how to connect with your body. Now, this is a journey, right, of two things. Releasing the trauma from your nervous system, which is trauma healing work, which is the work that I do. And secondly, it's about rebuilding your somatic connection and the depth of your interception, right? The depth at which you feel within yourself and are able to interpret information and gain insight about yourself. So that's the feedback loop. The feedback loop comes through your body back to you, right? So you can see how this is really an internal job. This is not about the food. Even at this stage, it's not about the food, right? So the key message here is if you are not in your body, if you are not connected to your body, and obviously there's degrees of dissociation, right? I'm not saying you're either connected or not connected. There's degrees of dissociation, and you can understand more about this, especially important if you are a practitioner doing any form of body work or energy work. Please explore my course called How to Heal Dissociation, which is a very, very in-depth guide into healing dissociation, how it shows up, the signs and symptoms, how to get reconnected to your nervous system, different techniques, different approaches that actually work, that are very different from everything else you're going to find out there, that I have used in my one-to-one work with literally thousands of people, and it is extremely, extremely powerful, a direct way to reconnect with your nervous system safely, right? Overcoming dissociation is going to be the first step to rebuilding your feedback loop. The nourishment that you receive and that you perceive is based on the internal wiring of your nervous system and your brain. And if you do not have the pathways available because you are dissociated, you have disconnected, checked out, because you've had to check out because of the trauma from your body, trying to nourish yourself becomes very, very difficult. Because even when you're taking in lovely organic food, you're like, I don't feel any different. It's the same, right? I'm still not really sure if I'm doing this right. I'm still not feeling any joy. I'm not getting any pleasure. Maybe you can't even taste the food, right? There's all these degrees of desensitivity that happen when you're dissociated. And this can be very confusing. Now, what you're doing energetically is you're kind of numbed out, right? And you're trying to put something that you are hoping is nourishment into a, it's like trying to put something into a hole, really, like a hole that has nothing in. It's like an echo chamber, right? You're not getting any information about whether this is good for you or not good for you. And this is how people start to become addicted to dangerous substances, because they are dissociated, because they have unresolved childhood trauma. So what happens is they're not really aware of the damage being perpetuated in their body because they can't feel it. So by taking in the substances they're taking in, the damage and the feedback mechanism that usually would come from the organs, that would come from the gut, right, it's all been muted. And this is how you can end up going down a path of deep self-harm through what you consume. And you can go on like this for a very long time because you don't know any different. Your body, when I say you, I really mean your nervous system. Your nervous system does not know any different. So it can keep going. And over time, you will develop physical symptoms for sure. It won't be immediately because your nervous system is resilient, right? It's always operated like this. You're not going to suddenly, you eat junk food for a couple of weeks and suddenly like you have a chronic health condition. No, these chronic health conditions and these digestive conditions and imbalances even allergies, they actually develop over time. They don't just happen overnight, right? Your nervous system is responding to something. So once you have done the first step, which is acknowledging that this is happening to you, right? The second step is you want to work on healing the trauma held in your body so that you can reconnect to your body, so that you can get the feedback loop when you do take something in, you do consume something, right? Taking in nourishment is very similar to receiving. It's like a receiving energy. To receive, you have to be open. It's very hard to be open when you're not in your body. It's like being in a, it's like, how can you open the door for lovely guests to arrive to your house with, you know, they've brought a meal, they've brought platters and they've brought gifts and like they're your lovely friends and they're waiting outside your house. How can you open the door and receive that when you're not in your body? Because you're not in your house, right? Like that's my analogy. Like how can you open the door to receive when you're not even in the house? Your house is your body. So you have to get a deeper connection with your body in order to even be able to receive nourishment, let alone to know the extent to which that is actually nourishing you. That's the next level of interception. The next level is, okay, I'm taking in nourishment, but is it working for me, right? For everyone is going to have foods that work for them, and those foods will not work for other people, right? We all have preferences. We all have, you know, such varied microbiome that we are so individual. We cannot assume that just because, you know, my personal trainer eats chicken, rice, and broccoli every night, that that's what I should be eating, right? We have to learn to